We are now joined by the runner-up for tonight's first Gander RV Duel here at Daytona, and we're joined by Ricky Stenhouse, junior driver, the number 17, Fasten All Four. We'll open the floor for questions for Ricky. We'll start with Jacob, and then we'll go to Jenna.
Jacob Skillman, Speed Sport Magazine. Ricky, I know it's been haul around the top for most of the Speed Week so far. You waited till the last lap to try and make your move. Do you think it would have been different if you made the move earlier, or is right now the landscape that you have to wait as long as you can?
Yeah, I spent the last 25 laps trying to figure out exactly what I was going to do, and I think Paul was trying the same thing behind me, and you know, Paul would get a run on me out of the tri-oval. I felt like I'd get a run on Kevin at the end of the back straightaway, but the 21 wasn't close enough to us, so I really couldn't make a move. I felt like I'd get stalled out. So I tried to back my entry up to the tri-oval and see if we could get a run off of the tri-oval, and then I was going to try it going into one, but nothing really materialized there. And then down the back straightaway, the 21 went to go the inside of us. I thought about blocking him, but I felt like I could at least – you know, finish second if we had stayed on the top. And I was really kind of hoping the 19 would have a little bit better run to get to us and, you know, maybe push us up close to the four, but it just nothing really materialized.
Go next to Jenna.
Jennifer AP. Hey, Ricky. Kevin said on the in his quick interview that it was important for you, got you and Paul and Kevin, that the Ford won. Was there a strategy to get Ford in? Do you feel like you guys as a camp are working together? And do you need the Mustang to sort of make a statement in its first time out?
Yeah, Edsel and Mark Rushbrook and everybody at Ford Performance always makes it well known that they expect us to work together and do everything that we can to get a blue oval in victory lane and especially the Mustang now that it's that we're running it. So, you know, obviously I wanted to be the first one in victory lane, but I felt like we had a really good shot if, you know, us three were up there and, you know, going into the race, I felt like a Ford would probably be in victory lane knowing how well we all work together. And we've been doing this with the same group of drivers for, you know, two or three seasons now, and we're getting, you know, I'd say pretty good at it. And it helps having fast cars. Doug Yates and the horsepower that Roush Yates builds us, everything just comes together on the speedways for us. And so, you know, this is a race that they're all, you know, circling every year for us to win.
Go next to Matt and then to Mark.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. It's not uncommon in restrictor plate racing to see single file racing and kind of a methodical approach because you don't want to tear something up early. So is what we're seeing in the Clash and then today so far in the first duel, is this normal? Is there something different in the build of these cars, the aero, that makes it even harder to pass, harder to mix it up and get on the bottom?
Nah, I think everybody's just learned, you know, that if we keep, you know, cars away from our right rear quarter panel, then, you know, we can kind of defend our position. You know, I rewatched the last duel from last year before we ran this one. And, you know, if I'd have been 10th to 12th, you know, I'd have definitely been, you know, working hard like I did last year, trying to run up the bottom. But when you're in the top five, you know, that's going to put you in the top 10 to 12 of starting in the 500, which track position I feel like is going to be important in that too. So, you get the top five or six that want to run single file, and then you got the rest of the cars that want to race, but, you know, they can't because we're so fast in the top lane. So, you know, I think it's just learning over the years that the racing's come to this, and, you know, just trying to get to the end. Nobody wants to crash cars. They, you know, we're all thrashing, building race cars back at the shop, and, you know, you definitely don't want to tear them up if you don't have to.
Mark?
Mark Arrow, PRN. Ricky, on Sunday, you have the full field. There's more energy. And I know you tonight you learned some stuff. But, I mean, do you have to either relearn or do you think there will be something thrown at you a little bit different with all the energy of 40 cars and guys really fighting to try to make the bottom work?
Yeah, the conditions are going to be totally different. You know, I think our car setups will be a little bit different. We all are in qualifying trim. So the duels, I feel like, nobody's car handles that good. And so, you know, when we get out Sunday, I feel like we'll, you know, have a little bit more handling built into our race car, knowing that the temperature and 40 cars being out there. I felt a little nervous with mine about the middle part of the race when we were all running in the top lane. I think our speeds were so fast, my car didn't handle that great. But then when we restarted there on the bottom, I was a little nervous that I wouldn't get back to the top lane in a good position. But our car handled really, really well on the bottom, and I was able to, you know, use the side draft, clear the 21, and get back up in the top lane into in the second position. So I was a little nervous there for a minute, and then, you know, after that moment, I felt like my car was handling pretty good. So I'm looking forward to Sunday with it.
Any additional questions for Ricky? Ricky, congratulations. Oh, one more. Dustin?
Thank you, Ricky. Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Jimmy Johnson's had a tough couple of days here with some contact in multiple events. You kind of, not over a long period of time, but just in the one race went through that. What is there something you need to prove to other guys after something like that when you're kind of having a bad day, bad couple of days? Or do you look at Jimmy Johnson like, okay, it's a seven-time champion and, you know what he can do?
Yeah, I think I didn't see exactly what went on there. But, you know, I think it's just hard racing. I mean, it's so aggressive to and so hard to, you know, do the right moves. And when you make the right moves, you know, it's still everything has to work out. And you got to cut it, you know, inches to somebody's left rear to get the side draft that you're looking for to clear the car. And you know, who's going to be aggressive and be able to do that more often is one that I feel like tries it a lot. And I feel like I've been aggressive with our car over the last 2 or 3 years and, you know, and have feel like I've been practicing that. And then sometimes you step over the line and cause a contact and cause a crash. But I feel like you don't really know exactly how your car is going to handle or what it's going to do in those situations if you don't do it. So, I mean, Jimmy, he'll be fine. I think it's just, you know, I think they were, what, 2 or 3 wide coming off with that lap car. And when the lap cars are running the top, it makes it so treacherous for us going by. We hadn't ran the bottom all night. When I went to the bottom and I was single file, you know, my car didn't quite handle near like it did on the top. So I think that was probably just a circumstance of, you know, all coming together.